Welcome to the State of the Market for Law Firm Sales in 11 Minutes. My name is Jeremy Pook, and I lead Senior Attorney Match. In today's episode, which is a part two episode of the top four trends for law firm sales in 2024, we'll cover three topics today. The first topic will be trend number three. Second topic will be trend number four. And then we'll finish with a prediction within the context of law firm sales for 2024 and really the mid-2020s. So let's jump right into it. Trend number three that we foresee for law firm sales in 2024 is that by not adopting digital marketing, the books of business of today's senior attorneys will decrease in value. So we need to recognize that here in the mid-2020s, as a result of that digital pivot in 2020, the attention of consumers of legal services, that is clients, that attention has markedly changed and it's not going back. So where did it change to? It changed to searching for lawyers digitally. Today's clients search for lawyers on Google. They search and also multiple other digital platforms when they're searching for attorneys and really looking for information about the attorneys that they're considering to hire. They look at your websites. They look at your LinkedIn profile. They see what types of Facebook groups that you belong to. They're watching your videos on YouTube. They're certainly reviewing the Google reviews that are posted by satisfied clients of lawyers and law firms that they're considering. And when they want to engage with lawyers today, they're not getting in their cars to meet with lawyers, although some certainly do. It's just so much easier today to meet with lawyers that clients are finding digitally via Zoom or some other form of video method. By contrast, many senior attorneys have not adopted multi-channel digital marketing yet and maintain what we call a website-only approach to digital. And as a result, they're not attracting as many new clients as they did pre-2020. The impact that is having on revenues for senior attorneys is that by not adopting multi-channel digital marketing and really maintaining a status quo for how today's senior attorneys, that is attorneys that have practiced for more than 30 years, by maintaining that status quo of how they developed business and how new clients came in through that proverbial door for most of their career, well, we're seeing that their revenues are actually going down. That is, by not investing in multi-channel digital marketing, well, new clients aren't finding you as much as they did in yesteryear. And as a result, those revenues on a year-to-year basis we're often seeing are actually slowly, and sometimes not slowly, going down. And then that is having an impact on the overall value of a senior attorney's practice, right? The value of a senior attorney's practice in what we call the law firm sales 1.0 era, where in law firm sales 1.0, the major selling point, the major value chips of a senior attorney's law firm is their client list and their referral source list. So if senior attorneys in 2024 and throughout the 2020s are not replenishing their clients and not replenishing their referral sources, many of whom have already started to retire or their referral sources themselves are in retirement years. If they're not replenishing those clients and referral sources, and they're not doing so by investing in digital, what we're finding is that their books of business are not replenishing as much as they did pre-2020. And that is having a longer term impact on the value of their practices themselves. So overall, the message here is that our prediction for 2024 in the mid-2020s is that for those senior attorneys that are not investing digitally in attracting new clients to their practices, they really have choices of either selling later for potentially a lesser value or really considering to sell now while your book of business is still full with clients and referral sources. So the fourth trend, that we foresee for 2024 and really the mid-2020s is that growing law firms will continue buying law practices because dot, dot, dot. So let's take a look at what we call a prototypical growing law firm, right? That is a law firm that is led by attorneys that, for lack of a better word, they're hungry to grow their practice. And they're hungry to grow their practice because they've already had levels of success. They've already developed their practice areas, and they've filled those practice areas with clients. They've developed goodwill in their communities, their regions, sometimes even nationally or internationally. They know their subject matter knowledge. They're developing digital value to attract in new clients. But what is it that they really need in terms of sustaining and continuing to grow their firm? They really need three things. Growing law firms need new clients. They need an experienced workforce. And more throughout the 2020s and beyond, they need digital content to be able to attract clients that are looking via what we call Uncle Google to search for lawyers to hire. In terms of what it is that senior attorneys offer to fulfill that need of growing law firms, senior attorneys, they have that all-important book of business, whether it's qualified as a book of business, portables, over the course of a career, senior attorneys and senior attorney-led firms, they've developed a book of business that is stocked full with clients and referral sources, which is exactly what growing law firms need. In addition, not only do senior attorneys bring that client list and offer instant client growth, they're also offering what we're calling synergy value to growing law firms. Because we said before, not only do growing law firms need the clients, well, law firms also need that capacity to be able to service the clients. And senior attorney-led firms, in addition to bringing clients, they offer a combined workforce. They offer lawyers, parastaff, legal assistants that can join a growing law firm to do the work. Senior attorneys and their staffs also present cumulative expertise. They've developed, just like the growing law firm that has developed multiple practice areas of where they want to continue growing, senior attorneys have that same experience and often even more experience and can bring that acumen to the table when they join growing law firms. And then finally, the marketing value. Senior attorneys today and the law firms that they run are literally sitting on treasure troves of marketing value. Those podcasts and vodcasts, LinkedIn connections that they can be making, the YouTube videos that they could be filming, the constant contact e-newsletters that they could be sending out. That was a lot of coulds, right? Because the senior attorneys just won't do it themselves most often. But if they join a growing law firm that wants and needs that treasure trove of digital content that they are sitting on, as 2024 continues to play out in the mid-2020s, growing law firms want and need senior attorneys because of that instant client growth, the cumulative expertise and the combined workforce that they offer, and that digital marketing content that they are sitting on and really have great access to continue to develop. Okay, so in terms of our prediction, our prediction for 2024 and throughout the 2020s is that the age of the lawyer rainmaker will continue vanishing throughout the 2020s. So let's take a look at a then and now, okay? The then is that pre-2020 and really pre-Google, lawyers developed business as rainmakers. We all know who those rainmakers are, were, handing out business cards, getting the word out in the word of mouth era that they are the go-to lawyers or law firms, and it's how they attracted clients. Well, now, post-2020, where consumer behavior is so markedly changed that the age of the rainmaker is vanishing because we are now in the age of Uncle Google. That is, Uncle Google, we say, is America's greatest referral source. Uncle Google is also America's greatest rainmaker. And the impact that is having on senior attorney-led firms in terms of how did we get here? Let's just look under the hood. in terms of how do we get to this point where the rainmaker is starting to vanish is really because of the consumer behavior, right? Consumers have shifted in terms of the pre-2020, pre-Google era of asking, hey, who do you know, to going straight to Google and other sources of multi-channel digital marketing, where they don't need the rainmaker because the consumer, from a very convenient standpoint, can just be searching for lawyers digitally. And in terms of how that's impacting senior attorneys from both a short-term and a long-term standpoint. From the short-term standpoint, the impact of the vanishing rainmaker and the fact that clients today are finding their lawyers digitally is that we're finding that senior attorneys, even the rainmakers among them, their revenues are going down because they're just not attracting new clients as clients are searching for their lawyers digitally. Longer term, this is having an impact on the value of senior attorney-led firms, because their books of business are actually becoming less valuable, because if you're attracting less clients and if your referral sources are starting to retire and you're not replenishing your referral sources, then your book of business is not going to be as valuable tomorrow, or really in what we're saying now in the mid-2020s, because of that vanishing rainmaker is just not able to keep pace with other law firms that are growing digitally and taking the clients that the rainmaker of yesteryear used to develop. So when it comes to the vanishing rainmaker, we're really talking about then and now. And we have to recognize, so we're making this prediction for 2024 in the mid-2020s, is that change happens and change has happened. Consumers are searching for their lawyers, that is, clients are searching for their lawyers digitally. And because they're searching for their lawyers digitally, the rainmaker attorney has become less relevant in 2024 and will become less relevant throughout the remainder of the 2020s. This is going to have two outcomes when it comes to senior attorney-led firms. Because when it comes to what it is that senior attorneys are selling, when senior attorneys are selling their law practices, they're really offering synergy value to a growing law firm. And for those senior attorneys that do not attract new clients digitally in this age of the vanishing rainmaker, they're going to offer less synergy value and therefore derive less value from their law practices, because they're not going to offer as much in terms of instant client growth, a combined workforce, because key lawyers and key other staff could very well leave their firms. And that leaves a gap for capacity, because when senior attorneys are bringing clients, they also need to bring key staff people over to growing law firms because of a capacity issue to get the work done. And from a marketing value standpoint, if you're not developing that digital content, that digital marketing value, senior attorneys are going to offer less synergy value to growing law firms. By contrast, those senior attorneys that are considering selling their law firms, we highly recommend selling your law firm earlier in the 2020s than later, because at this point, while that rainmaker in you offers tremendous instant client growth, you have the combined workforce, you present cumulative expertise, and you're sitting on treasure troves of digital marketing value, those senior attorneys that have synergy value in those four categories are going to present and receive much more value for their firms earlier in this now mid part of the 2020s than later, and in large part because of the fact that we are now in this age of the vanishing rainmaker. And that is the state of the market for law firm sales in a little bit more than 11 minutes.